The CPR News, I'm Joanne Allen. DUI enforcement is ramping up statewide starting today. CDOT says preliminary data show that more than 30 people have died in crashes so far this year, and nearly half of the crashes involved an impaired driver. State Patrol and local police will increase efforts to prevent impaired driving over the holiday weekend. Denver is giving out overdose prevention medication to residents. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez reports.
People in Denver can visit the city's website, denvergov.org, and request free doses of naloxone, a medication that can reverse opioid overdoses. Residents can also get fentanyl testing strips at no cost. These strips help detect the synthetic opioid, which can be deadly. Its presence in the city's drug supply has led to an increase in fatal overdoses. The city started providing the free supplies last year in an attempt to save lives. City officials say orders take about a week to complete. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
Again, that website is denvergov.org. Denver St. Patrick's Day Parade will return next month after a two-year hiatus. The parade is scheduled for the morning of March 12th. Organizers say it will feature more than 150 floats, bands, and marching groups. They expect nearly 500,000 people to turn out for the parade, which will take place rain or shine. A mostly clear night across Colorado, except partly cloudy skies expected in the mountains. Sunny and warmer tomorrow, currently 44 in Denver, 33 in Vail. This is CPR News.